You're listening to Amr Vachazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin, Amud Aleph, Mazel Tov, on completing the fifth parak, moving along with the topic of similar Bama Behema. I mean, not similar. I shouldn't say similar. Let's just go on. Bama Isha Yotza. So it's similar format to the previous parak, but obviously very different topic. So with what may a woman go out with and what may she not go out with, and we're going to see there's going to be... So we'll take a look at the first Rashi. Rashi says that there's certain things that a woman, and really any person, would be able to go out with on Shabbos. We're talking about going out in public and carrying. So it says, right? There are certain things that, if it's a masoy, then it's carrying. That's a problem. That's carrying on Shabbos. But there are certain things that would be considered tachshit, some like, a decorative object. There's no problem with wearing a shirt in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. That's not a problem. You're allowed to do that. Why? So there are certain things that we're allowed to wear for covering ourselves, for protecting ourselves as well. Shoes. There's certain things that would be okay, and even things to look nice for our appearance. So, for a man to wear a tie, it's for decorative purposes only. For a woman to wear jewelry, so these wouldn't be carrying on Shabbos, and therefore there's no Issur D'oraisa in going out with them on Shabbos. However, there's certain things that v'gozer be'rabbanon. There's certain things that the rabbanon say that you can't wear this in public on Shabbos. Because of the following, because maybe a woman will that's such a nice necklace. Oh, you like my necklace? Oh, here, see this, and then they say exactly where they got it, how much they paid for it, that's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that they'll lose themselves and they'll be walking down on us with it. So that's one thing. We're going to see there's going to be actually more problems with other things that a woman might wear regarding carrying, but this is one of them that she might take it off it and show them. So right now we're going to be dealing with Issuri Derabanan mostly. We're going to start the list, and the next few Mishnayos also are going to be part of this list of just things that they cannot wear. Lotetze isha lo bechute tsemer v'lo bechute pishton v'lo beretzuos shebarosha. So they can't go out with chute tsemer, which are threads, strands of wool, or chute pishton, strands of flax, or retzuos, just straps in her head. Or on her head. Rashi says that it's shakolos behensara, that it's like something that's like with her braids. It's braided with these things. And Rashi says that akulu kaya gemara mafarish tam. The gemara is going to explain what's wrong with these things. So there are three different types of straps or strands that she's not allowed to wear in her braids on Shabbos. Vilo titbo behen ad she tarfam. And she's not allowed to tovel in them. Meaning, if she tovels until she loosens them, meaning mishum chatzitza, says Rashi, that these things would count as a chatzitza, at least midrabanan, having them in her hair. So she would need to loosen them so that the water can get through these things. Velo betotefes, velo besarvitan, barsarvitan, and she also can't go out with a totefes or a sarvitan, which. We're going to see in the Gemara what they are. The Gemara, I think the next Amud is going to... Yeah, the next Amud, Mepharshu, Gemara, Mechulishuv, and Hain, Mechashin, and Dilma, Shofa, Mechavel, Chaverta. Whatever these things are, Totefes looks very familiar, looks like a right? Totafos of the tefillin. So we probably assume it's something in the front, some ornament in the front. But both of these things are going to be discussed in the Gemara, and it's going to be the reason for both is going, says Rashi, spoiler alert, that they are something that a woman might take off to show her friend. But this is only bizman she'enan tfurin. This is only at a time when they are not sewn on to whatever it might be. Im ha'shivcha she'korin shkufia, or shekofia, I'm not sure. Right, so that basically that these things would be like attached to like a hat or something. And if they are sewn on, then we're not concerned, right? Because she's not going to take off her hat or her shedol or her like, you know, so like something that's actually that's covering her hair. So if this thing is sewn on, she's not going to take off her tichel to show somebody. So then it would be fine in those cases.
Is that on all the previous things or just those last few?
Good question. So that's just on the last few, because the first three things we're going to see in the Gemara are not because we're concerned she's going to show them off. The strands and the personal steps, items or something. Well, we'll see. There's something unique to that, but this is particularly for the Totefes and the Servitin. Velo be kibul lirshus rabin, and also a kibul in lirshus rabin. The Gemara is going to explain what this kibul is. It's some type of head covering. The Gemara is going to explain what it is later, and it says lirshus rabin. So Rashi just points out that this is a avalachatzer shari v'cholhan iskarn lamala asurim af lachatzer shemar targilim lirshus rabin. So he's going to so he says that most of the things that we said they can't go out with, they can't even go out with a chutzer. They can't, not meaning not even just like the Rosh Hashanah, even in the chutzer, they can't go out with these things. Even though that on its own would only be a Nisr Durbanon, if there's actually carrying. And because there's a concern that they're going to go further into the Rosh Hashanah. And he says, pointed over here, this is Rashi's Shita, that v'chad gzeirahi degazer behen shalot tiskashet behen b'shabes klal u'bekibul hetiru, right? And Rashi says that there was one big gzeira. Like, you know, you might say, okay, well, why can't they wear some of these things in the chutzer, not the Rosh Hashanah? The chutzer is only midrabanan that you can't carry there. So it really shouldn't be a problem. It sounds like it's a gzeira for a gzeira. So he says, no. There was one major gzeira placed on that women should not wear these types of decorations on these types of jewelry or ornaments or whatever you might call them on Shabbos. And they made it like a low plug, not in the house, maybe not even in the house, not in the house, not in the chutzner, not in the shul's rabbi. You don't wear this anywhere. And by the kibul, they said that was okay, or this kavul. They said that was okay for some reason. The kavul, it says over here. Just go klal the kavul hatiru kibul mafarish lekaman beperkin shalola asaras kol tachshet tahavetisikana al bala. Right, the Gemara later on, Sanuk Dalam and Beis, is going to explain what's different with the kavul, that they just didn't want to asar any type of, you know, beautifying object and just make women unattractive to their husbands completely on Shabbos. You can't wear anything. So,
yeah, but there's a kind of bala that's kind of interesting, because we're talking about a chutzer. He's still inside the house. So, like, why is that such a concern? Unless the back then they spend most of their day in the chutzer, not in the house.
You're asking what's the status of these things in the house? Like, would a woman be allowed to wear these in the house? Is that what you're asking?
Still, Mom. No.
Outside with them?
That's already two steps removed. You know, chutzner, yeah. Like, from the house of the chutzner to Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah,
chutzner is a relaxation. Shouldn't be this kind of violence. Shouldn't be unattractive husband. So go inside the house. Are you spending most of the day outdoors? I mean, maybe.
Could be. Well, he says, Lotus Kashi Behen B'Shabbos Klal. He didn't. I don't know about the house, honestly. He says klal. Does he mean that literally or just in the chatzah? I'm not sure. So I don't have enough information yet. So could be we'll get more clarity as we go on. Again, we're still just in the Mishnah. But yeah, so that's the point we'll keep in mind. Okay, velo be'ir shel zahav, and not with a city of gold, which is of course the Yerushalayim shel zahav. It was a gold head plate of the what's it called?
House.
Skyline of Yerushalayim. So that was some sort of headplate that they would wear. Rashi came in Noshka Metzirenba, came in ear. So that was something that they would take off and show to each other. Velo bekatla, Rashi, as we're going to explain in the Gemara. We're going to reference it later on. It seems like a very the Gemara later on is going to explain. It's like a some sort of like tightly worn like bib kind of thing to cover up. So when they're eating. Velo benezamim, and not with nose rings. Velo betabos she'en aleha chosem, and not with rings that don't have a chosem on it, like a signet ring. So like a plain ring, not one that you would use as a signet ring. Because if it had a signet ring, then that would be an issur d'oraisa, because that's carrying. That's not an ornament. That's not jewelry. That's a useful object. So that would be an issur d'oraisa. So we're saying that even if it doesn't have a chosem, it's still asur d'rabanan, because that's one of these things that a woman might take off to show everybody, right? And v'lo b'machat she'en nekuva, and not a needle that doesn't have the hole put through, as we discussed a couple of blad ago. It's a needle, not it can't be used as a sewing needle. It's just like a pin, more of a pin than a needle. And if it did have a sewing needle, if it was a sewing needle with a hole, so that would be a real object, not just an ornament. That would be an object that she'd be carrying. That'd be also deraisa. V'yemyatza, and if she goes out with any of these things that we mentioned, ein achayev eschatas. Again, these are all isuri derabanan, so there's no chatas online over here. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara starts talking about the we seem to have like a conversation about titbol, right? Velo titbol b'hem, she can't tovel in them unless she loosens them. So the Gemara says tvila man dachar shema. Who mentioned tvila's name? Meaning like why are we talking about tvila all of a sudden? We're talking about what she can and cannot wear on Shabbos. What are you talking about tefillah? So, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Rava bar Avuha, Ma Tam Ka'amar. The Mishnah wasn't just saying it to stick a random halach in there, rather the Mishnah was giving the reason that a woman cannot carry, cannot wear these first three things, the strands of wool and flax, and then the straps, why she can't wear those. So ma tam kamar, it's saying ma tam. What's the reason? Ma tam lo teitze isha lo bechute semer v'lo bechute pishnan mivnei she'amru chachamim, because the chachamim said bechol lo titbol behen ad shetarfan. That because they said during the week or on Shabbos, but even during the week when she's toveling, she needs to loosen them. Midiraisa probably wouldn't be a chatzitza if it's just a few these things in her hair. But midrabanan, it's a problem. Midrabanan, they said that a woman can't tovel with these things in her hair. And since they made that rule, and since that rule is in existence, v'keimun de'bechol lo titbo behen at shetarfam, b'shabbos lo teitze. On Shabbos, they shouldn't go out with them. Why? Dilma misrami lo tefila, because maybe it'll be arranged for them, or be thrust at them that they need a tefila shvel mitzvah. V'sharya luhu, and they will untie them, undo these things in their hair. And they might come to carry for Amos and Rishus Rabbim. That because the halacha demands that these things be loosened for tefillah, so women will loosen them or take them off when they're doing a tefillah. And then they might come to carry in Faramos. So if it wasn't for that rule, then we would say, no, they're not going to take out the ties of their hair. Again, no one's showing their, you know, they're not going to undo their braids and show something in their hair to their friend. That's not a concern. The concern is that if she finds a mikvah, a place to tovel herself on the way, she will go in and do that, and she might forget that she has these in her hand, and she'll walk for Amos with them. Boy, mine Rav Kahana, me Rav, me Rav. Rav Kahana asked Rav, Tichi Chalilsa Mai. So what's the halacha about the Tichi Chalilsa? So Rashi says, Tichi Chalilsa is Sharshos Shalchutin Chalulos Va'agulos. So there's some chains of like thread that are like, that have like openings that are around. So it sounds like some sort of like mesh strands or some sort of mesh covering that water can very easily get through, that it wouldn't count as an interposition. It wouldn't be a chatzitza. So what's the halachic status about these? So Amar Lei, so he says back to him, Arig Kamart? You're talking about things that are woven? Kol Shahu Arig Lo Gazru. If it's woven, right? Again, this type of woven where water will be able to get through. So they were not gozer for articles that were woven. Itmar Nami, it was, sorry, I just lost it. Yeah, Itmar Nami is also stated the same idea. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua Kol Shehu Arig Lo Gazru. Anything that is woven, they were not goes there for it. V'kadamri, and there are those who say that this is how Rav Huna said this teaching. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Chazina la'achvasai de lo kapton alayhu. I have seen that my sisters are not makbid about these. And Rashi explains, Litlan me'roshon kishahen rochtsos, Bechamin, that his sisters were not makbid to take these things, to take like woven things out of their hair when they would be washing themselves in warm water. Alma aili bahu maya shapir afila hanas rechitza. Right. So even when they're washing their hair, and when a woman washes her hair, she wants, you know, whatever, shampoo, conditioner, whatever it might be, but she wants the water to get through to every part of the hair. She doesn't want to end up with knots in her hair. So the fact that women would leave this on for these woven, you know, things on while they're washing their hair, became shachin la inyan tefila nami. So since that's so, says Rashi, so for inyan regarding tefila as well, lo tzrichin la tiran umutar, let's say you don't need to untie them. Meaning that you're allowed to tovel, a woman's allowed to tovel in these like mesh or woven things where the water can get through. And since the woman's allowed to tovel them, because you're also allowed to go out with them on Shabbos, because the whole concern about these things in the first place was that she would tovel, take them off, and then forget. So, it's not a problem. So now we had two versions of Rav Huna's teaching. One is that he said that they weren't gozer in a case of where it's woven, and another one is that I noticed that my sisters don't take off their weaves, or maybe that's not a weave. I don't know what a weave is. I actually don't know. This is talking in Yanam, I really know nothing about. but woven things, is that a type of wig? Is that a...
Yeah, it's you weave fake hair or real hair into,
okay,
right?
Yeah, yes. Okay. So I meant woven thing, an arug. So the first teaching is that they weren't gozer, and the second teaching is that my sisters didn't, they weren't makbid to take off these things. So Gemara asks, Ma'ika ben hach lishna uben hach lishna, what's the afgamina? So Yikabinayu says the Gemara, de tanifon, that in a case where these things had gotten dirty, the mesh or woven thing has gotten dirty. Lahach lishna da amar kol shehu arug lo gazru haninami arug. So according to the first opinion, If they're dirty, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're dirty or not. They weren't gozer in a case where it's woven. However, ulahachlishna de amrat mishum kapida, but according to the other version, which is that it's whether his sisters are makbid on these things or not, meaning women in general are makbid on these things or not, kevin de tanifa mikbad kapta alaihu. Since they're dirty, a woman would definitely want to take it off. She would definitely want to take off the woven thing, and then we should say, oh, we're back to the concern. So there's the nafka mina in these two lashonos is it that just woven things are not included in the gzeira across the board because they're typically not they don't present themselves as a chatzitza, or do we say, if they're dirty, then we still have that concern, and that would be based on these two versions of Rahuna's statements. Okay. It's not Hassan. We learned in the Mishnah over there in Mikvaos. Ve'elu chotzitzin ba'adam, chotei tzemer, chotei pishan, or tziros, shemarosh, rosh ha'abanos. These are the things that are considered a chutzitza for people. The chutei tzemer, chutei pishtan, and ritzuos in the heads, in the hair of women, of the daughters. Rehuda Omer, shel tzemer v'shel sear ein chutzitzin mipnei shamayim ba'in behem. Rehuda says if it's wool or if it's made of hair, that's not considered a chutzitza because they are, I don't know if they're porous enough, but they're soft enough that water will get through, and I don't consider that a chatzitza, says Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we're going to get a clarification on one of these pieces in the Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna v'kulan b'rashay banos shaninu. Right? So we see that last line in this Mishnah of Mikvos, that v'haritzuo sh'rashay banos, so Rav Huna says, don't think that it's only the ritzuos sh'rashay banos. It's actually all of these things, the chutei tzemer, chutei pishtan, and the ritzuos in the rashei banos. That Rav Huna says all of these things is what we're talking about. So maskev la Rav Yosef, limutei mai. Rav Yosef says, why did you have to clarify that? What are you coming to exclude? Right? It sounds like the fact you're saying that all of these things are dafka, when is it a chatzitza? It's dafka when they are in the person's head. But my, so are you coming to exclude if it's like, let's say, on their neck? So my, ilema limute tzavar. Maskev of Yosef, limute mai, what's it coming to exclude? Ilema limute tzavar. You're going to try to tell me, what's this Mishnah saying? The Mishnah is saying, based on Rav Huna says all three cases in the Mishnah we're talking about if it's on their head. But if it was on their neck, then maybe it wouldn't be a chatzitza. Okay, so let's try to play that out, says Rav Yosef. Let's see if that makes sense. So let's say, what are we talking about? Ditzavar, so let's say we're talking about on the neck. Udamai, what's it made of? What's this strand that you're talking about made of that you would say is not a chatzitza on the neck? So ilema lima ute ditzemer, if you're going to tell me it's to exclude tzemer, wool, so hashto rach al gabe kosha chotzeitz. So using Rashi to help us out over here, right? So we said that hashto rach al gabe kosha chotzeitz. Right now that we said that a soft thing, meaning the wool, which is al gabe kosha, which is a harder thing, which is the hair, and we say chotzeitz that. It is chotzeitz, the soft thing on the harder thing. So rach agave rach mi baya. Do we need to say that if it's soft, something soft on something soft, that it'll be a chatzitza? Because right, now the soft thing we're talking about here is the basar, it's the skin, right? That the idea is that if something is, let's see if Rashi spells it. Rashi. Spells it out over here. So he says, right, shall tzemer v'shal ser, so he says, bit mia, That if it's on something hard is on something soft, so if it pushes it like pushes on the soft, water is more likely if it's harder, it's less likely to go through. So if it is a problem with chatzitza, the soft on the hard, then for sure on soft on the soft it's going to be a problem. The wool on the skin. So you're telling me, right? You're telling me that it's okay for the wool to be on the neck. Of course, that's going to be a chatzitza, the wool on the neck. So that can't be what Rav Huna and what the Mishnah is coming to tell me is an exclusion, that it's not a chatzitza. Don't tell me that it's lamutid et savar, because if it's that if it's the wool on the hair and it's a chatzitza, then the rach agabe rach mi bayit. You don't need this. Of course, if it's rach agabe rach, the wool on the skin, it's a problem. Ve'ela lemute de chute pishtan. So maybe it's coming to exclude chute pishtan, meaning maybe we're talking about where it's on the neck, but we're talking about strands of flax, which is harder than wool. It's more coarse than wool. So, but still, we have a problem. Hashta kasha gabe kasha chotzeitz. But no, right. So let's talk about this. In the flax on the hair, and we said it's a chatzitza. Kasha gabe rach mi boy. Do we need to say this? That if it's the kasha al gabe rach, that's a problem. So either way, it doesn't really make sense. Either way, it seems strange that we're saying this neck that the neck is the exception over here. Ella Amar Rav Yosef Hainu Taima de Rav Huna. This is right. Rav Yosef says this is what Rav Huna comes to teach us, and this is the exception of the neck. Why a neck would be different? It doesn't have to do with the general idea of chatzitza over here, but lefisha ein isha chonekes es atzma, because a woman doesn't choke herself. Meaning, if a woman is wearing a necklace, so she's not going to wear one that is, she's not going to choke herself with it, that there's not going to be a ability for water to get through. So yes, when something whether it's tzemer or pishtan or ritzuos, they are tied tightly in her hair, that's a chatzitza. Rav Huna says, but that Mishnah is only talking about stuff in your head. But when she's wearing these things around her neck, that's not going to be a chatzitza. Why not? Because a woman doesn't choke herself. So that's why Rav Huna clarified that those three cases in the Mishnah Mikvos are dafka on the head, but these things on her neck would be not a chatzitza, because she's not going to choke herself. Wear something that's gonna where water can't go through. Esrei Abaye, Abaye says not so poshut. Habanos yotzos bechutin shebaznehen. We have a brisa that women go out with strings in their ears. Rashi explains shenosin sham shelo yisasem anekev. Like after they would pierce their ears, they would put a string in so that it wouldn't close right away. Right. So when this is something you have to be careful about after piercing. So they're not allowed to go out with these strings in. Oh, sorry, they can go out with the chotin baznehen, avalo bechabakin shebetzavarehen, but they cannot go out with chabakin, some other type of strings on their necks. Amai lo? Why can't they? What's the problem with that? So Amaravina, Ravina says, hacha bekatla askinan. This over here, we're talking about the katla. Which we mentioned in our Mishnah. Rashi says it's a begin chashuv litlos betzavara keneged liba. It's something that she wears on her neck opposite her heart. Shelo yipol ma shehi ocheles al begedeha. So that food shouldn't fall onto her clothing. Meaning, it sounds like a bib. V'yesh lomakom shenatzim ke'en she'osim lemichnasayim. V'tocha baritzua rechava, okay. So she has this. So I guess it could be there's something also that straps around. But it says over here, "V'haratzua saviv tzavara v'chonekes atzma b'chozek." It's very, very tight. Like the last wide line of Rashi, "Kadesh tehei basara boletes," so that her flesh will like stick out. "V'tira balas basar," and she'll look pleasantly plump. "Umitoch sharatzua chelka v'rachava ina mazikasa." Right. So what he's saying over here, this katla, is like some sort of like, it's very tight. It's like a choker. The katla is also probably lashon of kill, of like, you know, this type of garment is a killer. De'isha chon, right back to the Gemara. De'isha chonekes is atma. De'nichale shetira kibal as baser. That a woman would. A woman does choke herself with this kind of thing, not literally choke herself, to make herself look like a balas buster. Because this I remember from elementary school, learning this, and at the time it was a somewhat attractive thing for women to. They would go out of their way to make themselves look a little more plump, because it indicated that they were wealthy, that they were well fed, they were healthy, right? So that was something that they did for their appearance, and therefore when they would wear this thing, they wouldn't mind it choking them a little bit. And because of, and so Abaye is arguing, you're telling me that women can go tovel with these necklaces, not a chatzitza. He says, I don't think so. Some women wear very, very tight necklaces, and it should still be a problem. Okay, we're over here.